So, didn't catch the show on
Thursday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nate show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4. Hello, podcast. It's good to have you here.
Or both of them.
Certainly. I also said Thursday because I just forgot what date was.
Because you're now a furry and this is how you're choosing to announce it to the world.
Oh, way to outs me.
Sorry.
On live podcast. Yeah,
that's bad for me.
Spoke about doing that, mate.
We can edit it out.
Nah, it's here now. You know, the one thing we never do is edit anything. Ever.
It's true.
Speaking of furries, Lockie's here. Hey, Lock.
Hey, boys. Had me at furries.
Massive round of applause for...
No, well, we can't... Are your headphones working or...?
Can't hear anything out of them. So I'm just...
Here, let me...
I'll be honest, I thought it was a huge power move that we gave Lockie headphones and then he decided not to wear them. He had them around his neck.
I was just going to be like any DJ in like a mid-2000s movie where they walk around the headphones around their neck.
Is this working?
I can hear the music, but I can't hear anyone through the microphone.
What's with that? Do we need different...
These are...
There's a set of headphones here. Sorry, guys. This is just some stuff that should happen behind the scenes, but we're too lazy to test it before we start recording, so we just do it.
We invite Lockie in, and this is just a shit show.
It is.
Amateur hour. Yeah, you can use it.
This is Jimmy and Nath, raw and unfiltered.
This is raw and unfiltered.
Anyway, when are we doing this?
Anyway, when are we going to turn this thing on?
Is that better, Lachlan?
Producer Jay's outside going, what is going on in there? What's happened? Oh, you're texting me, eh? Hey, I'm getting a text message.
I don't know. My phone's on charge.
No, I've got... Shout out to our stunning producing team out there. Producer Jay, producer Kate, Bones.
Can you move
And
second?
Little baby Kiz at the back. Hi, Kiz. All right, I've got a message.
I did it. I had to move the mic.
Okay. Producer Jay says, can you move second mic
already.
In front of Lock?
It's done. It's moved.
No, I'm just reading the message.
No, I've said that already. I read it out. It was on my watch and I read it out.
Hey, producer Jay. Producer Jay.
How are you, Lockie?
It's done.
I'm doing all right.
Well, hey, Lockie. Yeah. Mate.
You got any plans for the weekend? You want to hang out?
Just probably look for a radio station with a bit more of a professional setting with some headphones at work, I'd say.
But so that was the same thing.
Clearly a no, wasn't it? On the hangout front. So where are we on the hangout front?
We can hang out. What do you want to do?
Well, you want to come to a cafe and watch us drink coffee again?
I've already done that a couple of times.
We keep taking Lockie to cafes. Not taking him, meeting him there. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
We're meeting him at cafes and drinking coffees because Lockie doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know how someone else felt now because I bought my mate a Twix because I was trying to be nice because he's giving me a lift.
I'm like,
well, I was in the store. I was having a Twix and I was like, dude, I got you a Twix. And he goes, thanks, man. I'm allergic to peanuts. I've known him for like 10 years. So I then ate the Twix in front of him as he gave me a lift.
In his car?
Yeah, and then just,
what if there's a peanut?
And I rubbed the wrapper all over the dashboard.
And then just go,
he's dead now?
I just put it in the air conditioning and just filtered
That's
through.
That's why he's hanging out with us. Because he needs another mate. He keeps killing him. whatever you do, just don't bring any penicillin in. Otherwise, you'll lose me too.
Oh, mate, same.
My God, we should make out. Not with your penicillin breath.
We should kiss.
Not after last time.
No. Because that's the thing. I'm really clingy.
Lachlan or
no,
you?
I am.
Why am I saying Lockie? Lockie.
Stop calling him Lockie. You've never called him Lachlan. His name's not even Lachlan.
Well, because I think... Knowing Lockie, we've known him since Lockie, right? And you and I need to give someone a different name.
Oh, it's just true. We're nickname
Lock?
People.
I just call him Lock. Do you get Lock? Do you like Lock?
I get Lock a lot.
Do you like Lock?
I don't mind Lock.
Huge Lock fan.
Huge. I'm on the fence about
Big
it.
Big veiny Lock.
Yeah. I used to get a...
Producer Jay's having the best time. Hey, mate. How are you?
The other one's Loch Ness Monster.
What was the name that your old man gave you?
Dockstar.
Dockstar! Yeah. You didn't know what me to bring that up, did you?
No. It's a shit nickname.
Dockstar. If you were on radio by yourself, you'd be the Dockstar.
Of course he would. And he'd be,
the Dockstar's in, playing all the hits.
And he'd be 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. and he's like, hey guys, guess what? The Dockstar's here. Hang on. He's the Dockstar.
We've got hits all night, night, night.
With the Dockstar. You were so hoping we didn't remember that. Hey?
Yeah, no.
I'll be honest, I didn't remember Dockstar. I just knew that was a shit nickname that you had.
Yeah.
Andrew's going to hate that.
Oh, Andrew. We love Andy.
Andy.
Andy, we love your mother.
Yeah.
What's your mum's name?
Danelle.
Yeah. Your sister's a nurse. We love nurses.
They're all good people.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, just that's the four of us.
Yep.
And there's Bailey if you include the dog.
Oh, famous from TikToks.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Bailey?
That's the Bailey.
Have you ever had any? I mean, listen to the podcast. You probably know who Lockie is. Big on the socials.
No, listen later if you don't.
Yeah,
because we intro him a little bit later,
and then come back to this, and this all makes sense.
Have you ever got scrub forward?
And then
get
come
the
back.
Intro. I'm not going to tell you where it is in the podcast.
Nah.
Figure it out and then come back here.
Have you ever, with the videos with Bailey and stuff, you ever any pet stalls come on board for a partnership, like Pet Barn?
We had Frank Green send through like a leash and a, what's
the water bottle
collar?
No, for the dog.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was for the dog, but I use it for my personal collection.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
I didn't know they did dog stuff.
That's a weird way to phrase it.
I didn't know they did doggy. Yeah. Frank does doggy.
Yeah.
So I thought they were just water bottles.
Oh, mate, there's so much more than that.
They are, mate. Haven't you seen the Frank Green video?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Frank Green. Well, they do dog stuff. They do cat stuff. They're really getting into the medical field now. They sell penicillin. Doesn't apply to us, but they're really breaking down barriers in the water bottle industry.
Mm. Yeah, they are. They're changing the game. What do you want to say about your good friends at Frank Green? Say anything.
Send me more free stuff.
There you go. Frank Green, if you're listening.
Any other brands you want to, while you're here?
I don't want to give anyone free publicity at this point.
No, that's true. Actually, no, that's true. And neither do we.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're not getting anything, mate.
No, we never get anything. As soon as we use these microphones, they're not yours, are they?
We give
property
away
of the CA. So,
what's that voice?
That's just a fun voice.
Can I hear more of it?
Oh, I don't know what I did now. I'm that creative.
Oh, CA.
That was it.
Yeah,
you do a good Nath voice. Yeah.
No, well, you got to give the character a name. What's his name?
Doxter.
Here we go.
We should go out on the weekend with the Doxter.
We should.
But we should introduce him as the Doxter.
Well, I might not be able to hang out with you guys now because I recently had a follow on Instagram from a rival of yours. Yeah.
We don't have any rivals.
Who? Smallsy? No.
Ben Fordham.
Oh.
Oh, not our number one enemy. Well, I mean,
not the Fordster.
When I get up in the morning, I check what the Fordster's up to.
I honestly do. I know.
He's stealing our gear. He does TikToks now.
He calls him, under the pseudonym The Corolla, the Ford Corolla.
I'm not kidding. I'm pretty sure 100% he does TikToks. I'm looking out to my wider team. They give me the nod. I'm pretty sure he did a review of Prime energy drinks.
Did he?
Can he just stick to doing the 15 display home ads that he does at every show?
And the Ninja Warrior.
Come on down to the best display homes in Sydney. They're only 45 kilometres outside of Sydney to come along. I have 6 investment properties, so don't worry. These are of interest to me as well. I definitely go look at them. Shut up. Thanks for the follow, Ben.
Anyway, Ben, thanks for the follow. What about Jimmy Nay? We know you listen to this.
We know you steal our ideas, Ben. I know you do. I've seen our gear on your show.
He's going to come on the air and go, guys, today I'm wearing my budgies in the studio. Have you heard of budgies?
I've got a new segment. Please welcome in Lockie for the Lockie Dip.
Yeah, Lockie, first of all, explain to me, what is a TikTok?
What are the youth?
Now, how many, before we get started, so I understand where we're at with each other, how many investment properties do you own as a 22-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. Because let me tell you, back in my day, oh, impossible. Impossible.
Bought my first one for $3.
Wasn't your dad a manager of people? Don't make that up.
A manager of people.
I'm not looking back outside. We had to edit all that out.
No, we had to edit all that. No one would have heard that.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean a manager of people?
I think he was a famous, like, celebrity manager.
Oh, like an agent.
That's how he got into the biz. He's a nepo baby.
Yeah. Apparently, he wanted to be a sports commentator.
Oh.
Yeah.
He did the sports on the Today Show, remember?
That's right. He was a sports guy, wasn't he?
Us three, not nepo babies.
No.
I'll speak for yourself. My mum worked at Freedom.
And your dad was a boat sparky.
Yeah.
Do you own a couch?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's a nepo baby right there.
From Fantastic Furniture.
What do your parents do?
My dad is actually Andrew Hit FM, so he runs this station.
Andrew Hit. And your mother?
Mum and dad both work for Qantas. That's how they met.
Well.
Yeah, but
you ever been on a plane?
Nope, never. Refused to.
A boat guy.
So close to yelling nepo baby.
My dad was a, what's the word? Coward.
Sorry, we get in trouble for calling you.
What?
dipstick.
What's it? Why not? Because they knew each other for 6 years and it took him 6 years to ask her out on the first date. Loser. Just ask her out already, you idiot.
Does your dad watch your content, your stuff?
Yeah, he doesn't understand it.
Does he have any thoughts? Does he go, oh, look, I've got a funny oddie?
No. It's mostly like showing him the videos. And if I get like any sort of exhale that's like larger than a normal breath, that means he finds it funny. Guess. Got him with that one.
Zinger.
I think the only one he ever laughed at, like out loud, was one that I thought he wouldn't laugh at, where it's me explaining the C word to Americans.
Oh,
and yeah. He had a good chuckle at that.
Like that one.
But otherwise, does he swear?
Does he swear?
Yeah.
Not really.
Because you do a bit of dad gear. Like you've done the homework one, which you'll hear on this podcast.
And people can't hear you wink. You got to say wink.
No, I'm not supposed to hear. Oh, well, you've given it away, haven't you? For you guys.
Mate, they already scrubbed ahead earlier, remember?
They're back. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
Would your dad listen to this if you tell him to?
Yeah, but he'll like zone himself out. He'll switch over to Ben Fordham pretty quick.
Oh, that's something you might be proud of. The follow.
Yeah, he was. I told him about it. He was like, that's pretty good.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim had a bit of a shocker this morning. I was a bit out of it when I got up and got changed. Had the clothes on one of those indoor hanging clotheslines, right? So yep. I hung them up the night before.
You just live in an apartment, don't you?
Live in an apartment, yeah.
Ola.
And saw all the washing sitting there. And you know when you're a bit out of it, you're not really paying attention to stuff. So I grabbed what I thought was my all my clothes, all my gym gear off the washing line and put them on, headed off to the gym. And then I was on the cross trainer, which we love the cross trainer. How would you describe it to people who don't know what the cross trainer is? Also known as the MILF machine. I think some people call it that.
Oh.
Yeah. Got people outside nodding, yes.
There's handles that you pull back and forward, and that also moves the legs.
Yeah, it's like, and your feet move as well.
It's like walking, but with handles.
Yeah. Really good description. Back yourself, mate. Thanks. You've got away with words.
Well, like if you've been skiing.
Careful.
I don't know why if you've been skiing, then you haven't been to elliptical. But if you have been skiing, you haven't seen elliptical. It's the same because you've got the poles that you ski with, yep, and your skis on your feet, much like the.
Anyway, I was on the cross trainer, right?
There's no need to lie, mate. You're out there. You're shifting tin.
I was shifting. Look, I was about
the 50s. What the? Doing chest press.
No,
I've never seen you on a piece of cardio equipment.
You know, I'm not a big cardio
ever,
thing, but what I've started doing is a quick 5-minute warm up. Walk in and pick up the 80s straight away.
I'd also like to point out, I've been to the gym with Nath, and a 5-10 minute warm up sometimes for him is he'll stand on a treadmill or stand on an elliptical. It won't be moving, and it's why he selects a podcast or selects music, and then once he's got it, he walks off over to the waist.
Sorry, I apologise. I was underneath the elliptical pushing it up and down. That's what I was doing. Anyway, so I was on this machine for doing my 5 minutes and I felt very uncomfortable, probably because I was doing cardio. And I was like, it felt very tight around my tummy. And I was like, oh, maybe I need to go to the toilet. So I was like, oh, okay, pop off. This is why I shouldn't go do cardio. Went into the bathroom.
You popped off or you need to...
That's what I thought was going to happen. Yeah. Went into the bathroom, looked at my pants and then kind of undid them. I was wearing my partner Meg's undies. So, in the...
I have put women's underwear on before.
Yeah, but on purpose.
For a good time. No, I've put them on for lols, laughs, a bit.
Yes.
Many a girlfriend.
Yes, of course. We've all done it.
I've taken the washing off and I've gone, this will be funny.
Yep. Sometimes I put it on my head. I go, it's a little hat.
Yep. But a G-string on the front, you try and fit everything in.
Nothing better.
And then you've got the little
you've got to pick what's hanging in there. Yeah,
And you walk in, you go, hey, you want a piece of this?
And they go, get it off, James.
But even if like a normal, like, you know, just a normal underwear situation, I've put them on.
Yep.
But every time I put them on, mate, it's very tight.
Well,
a man's underwear.
Yes,
there's space created for the point.
And I understand.
You should have felt that as soon as you put them on.
Well, this is the thing. So sometimes when I put my own undies on, they feel very tight, especially when they come out of the wash because they shrink a little bit. Right? Does that ever happen?
No.
Like they're a little bit tighter. No, well, that happens to me. Right? So,
wearing your underwear backwards?
I thought maybe it was wearing them backwards. Maybe they'd shrunk a little bit. Maybe I didn't dry them properly, or I'd done something wrong with the dryer.
Hey, I'd also like to say that this is a safe space.
Mm.
And if you just got up this morning and you went, I want to take these.
Something different.
I want to take these for a spin. You know what I mean? I'm driving my car every day. Why don't I drive Meg's? Test it out. See how it feels. If you wanted to do that.
Anyway, I left them on and they were great.
And I'm I'm still wearing them now.
I would recommend.
Hot.
No,
that's hot.
No, I do it. I took them off, and then I went over to the car, the weights area. So I was freeballing underneath.
Yeah, you had your pants on. And I also had Meg's Lululemon tights on. So I had to take them off. Now I'm pantsless. Shifting 10, got the 50s doing chest press.
Here's what I want to do. 131060, did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes? 131060, did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes? I promise you, Australia, it was an accident. I didn't mean to. I was very out of it. It felt tight, but maybe I was a little bit bloated. Mm. Had a big din-din the night before.
But not around the waist. I'm talking around the...
Yeah, well, yeah, that, it was kind of all meshed in one. Look, there was a lot going on. Hadn't done my morning business. I thought this was an internal nose problem, okay. Not an external garment problem. So 131060, jump the phones. Did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes in any kind of situation?
Yeah, not just underwear, Australia. Maybe you had to wear your partner's shirt, shorts, shoes.
Yeah, maybe you were over. Maybe it's not even a partner. Maybe it's like a little one-night stand and you didn't have anything else to wear out.
Oh, my goodness, Nathan. No one has had a one-night stand listening to this show.
Of course not.
No, you meet the love of your life, you wait, and you get married, and then you have that.
If you hand out all your bits of cake, you'll have nothing left for your full-time partner.
What will your husband have? You've given all the slices of cake.
Good heavens. 131060. did you wear your partner's clothes accidentally? Jump the phones. Any kind of situation, guys, we don't mind. And you know what? If you give us a call, you're going to win $100 Step One underwear voucher.
You might want to keep that, mate.
Oh, I hope they have size small G-strings. Where am I? My next gym stop. Sorry, Anytime Fitness. All right, jump on the phones right now. When did you wear your partner's clothes accidentally?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
131060. Did
sexy.
You sexy? Well, I was.
Appropriate.
You'll hear in a minute. Did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes? And 131060 indeed, because I accidentally wore my partner's undies, Meg's undies, to the gym this morning. Actually, it wasn't sexy. It was extremely uncomfortable. For the 6 minutes I had it on for, and then when I realised I had to take them off and freeball the rest of the gym
session. Just out of curiosity, so you go in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, I was curious. That's why I did it.
You pull your pants off, you notice that they're Meg's underwear.
Sure.
Because you got up early, we're doing late nights, you're tired, I get how it happened.
Bit out of it.
But then you've taken them off, you've put your gym shorts back on.
Yep.
What did you do with the undies?
I put them in my bag.
Okay, you didn't.
Yeah,
just what
do you think I was
the
leaving there with a note going,
in your pocket?
No, what? A bag.
But the bag isn't where the bathroom is.
Yeah, I walked over to it.
You're just holding them, like arm out. Just an arm's length.
No, what I actually did was I put them on the outside, like Captain Underpants, and I prayed them around. Ben from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Ben.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, bro. Did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes?
Yeah, mate. We've both got a pink shirt, and hers is like an oversized crop top, and mine's like a tall tee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got up in the morning, they're all in the basket, everything's freshly washed. I grab the pink shirt, thinking it's mine, throw my jeans on, walk out the door, haven't put my shirt on until I get to the car park at work. I've thrown it on and realized as I've done it, that I've got my partner's crop top. No shops open for another half an hour. I've had to walk around the back of work with this pink crop top on. And that's not even the worst of it, boys.
What else?
I get halfway through the day. I've got a new shirt. I'm thinking everything's great. Everything's good. My leg starts getting itchy and I'm like, what the hell is that? These jeans are freshly washed. These should be right.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Out falls one of my partner's G-strings. In the leg of the pants, so I've just had an absolute day.
Good on you, Benny. Good.
Did you think about putting them on?
Mate, look, everyone's thought about it from time to time.
Good on you, Benny. April from Williamstown. Hi, April.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, April. Did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes?
I grabbed my brother's Speedo bottoms instead of my bikini bottoms when I was like 17.
No.
It was horrible, and because like I was at the beach, I was going to the beach, and I would have been wearing like a dress or something. I remember there was no option like to just wear shorts over the top or whatever, so I had to like pull the drawstrings in very tight. But there's still this little like
little what? A little what, April?
Into the water.
Oh, right, okay. So how long did you have them on for?
Well, I don't know. I swum in them that day.
Yeah,
right.
They didn't fall off though. They weren't like too big.
It was my younger brother.
Oh. Your younger brother. Thank God. Thank God for that.
There he went on one leg.
Michelle from Frankston. Hi, Mish.
Hi.
Michelle.
My husband went on a Bucks night. And in the middle of the night, he came home and I reached over and went for the grope. And I went, oh, he's done something different. And I fell asleep because I'd been in a hen's night as well.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, obviously he got up in the morning and went, oh, shit, I'm wearing women's underwear.
Yeah.
Took them off and chucked them in his bottom drawer. And a few months later, I was going through his drawers and I found like a size 8, and I was not a size 8 by now, in the bottom of his drawers. And I'm like, what the hell has he been doing? And he had a lot of questions to answer. And then when he was telling me that he went on this, like, you know, I don't know what you guys call it, but you go on a knicker hunt when you're in a Bucks night.
I would know, Michelle. I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't have taken such devious activities,
Michelle.
Few
quiet beers at a Parmigiana is my Bucks party, Michelle. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, so and then it all came back to me, and I was like, I do remember actually reaching over and going, oh, John's wearing something different tonight.
My favourite thing, Mish, is that you've gone over for what I can imagine is maybe a little sexy group, and you go, oh, this is different. Lisa from Colac, hi, Lise.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Wrap things up for us, Lise. Did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes?
Well, I didn't do it accidentally. I did it on purpose.
Okay.
Talk us through this.
I had an unplanned overnight stay with a boyfriend back in the day. And as you do in the morning, I had a shower. And I thought, I'm not putting those same undies back on. I need to find a new pair. And they had their laundry hanging out on the clothes horse on the balcony. So I got a pair of his jocks and I put them on and I wore them home thinking I'll wash them and bring them back next time.
Yep.
And later in the day, I get a phone call. And we're just chatting away, and he goes, oh, my God, the weirdest thing happened. My cousin's really distressed because someone's pinching his jocks off the line. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, shit, what am I going to do now? Anyway, I didn't ever take him back. I just threw him out.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Please welcome back one of the funniest people going around on TikTok and Instagram at the moment. He must be good because we've got him back for, what's this, like the fourth time now? Fourth or fifth time.
Who's counting?
We are. Currently, he has almost 900,000 followers on TikTok. Views on his content are well into the millions. He asked his mum to pick him up from a big night last night on social media. Half of our office has a crush on him. Please welcome back, friend of the show, Lachie Mack.
What's up, guys?
Hey, bud.
That was very nice.
Did your mum pick you up last night? Was it last night?
It was last night. Yeah. She didn't. I ended up crashing at a mate's place. Did a wet t-shirt contest, actually.
I saw that. Where was that? What was going on there?
A beautiful establishment called the Scary Canary.
Oh, that's still going, that wet t-shirt comp there.
I got booed.
You got booed?
I got booed, yeah. Oh,
did you go there with the intention of participating?
No, I did not. We were going there because one of our mates had their birthday, so we were surprising her with like balloons and chocolates, and so we rocked up, and then she was like, there's a wet t-shirt contest, and we were like, well, we got to do it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, ironic that the boys who booed me were the ones who were asking for a photo before I went up. So I was like, cheers, boys. Appreciate that.
I was a bit. They were doing a bit. They're funny.
They're doing a bit.
Yeah.
And boo. Any feedback from your mum after asking her to pick you up? Is she on the social medias?
She's on the social media. She's just discovered that you can react to stories with little avatars. So she's got her own little Danelle there that pops up. And, you know, even if she doesn't get a joke, she'll laugh, react, and then be like, I don't get this one.
Right. She's just involved. That's nice. Though.
Yeah, it is. It is nice.
On your Daddell.
Yeah, much like, I mean, our mums are pretty similar. Jimmy's mum thinks everything is completely live on Instagram.
Yeah. Anything that's posted, story or post, she thinks it's like happening now.
There and then.
How do you explain photos then? Does she think you're standing still in the photo?
No, like she thinks that like to upload it, you have to do it then and there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's like you take the photo on the app. Which she can do.
Yeah.
But so she thinks that if I'm posting it, I must be doing that thing.
Yeah. Almost like she invented B-Reel before it was a thing.
Yeah. Pretty much. So, like, I'll post something. Like, I was in Byron Bay, like, a week later, and, like, I'll post it. The mum will call me, and she's like, why are you back in Byron Bay? Not back there.
Look, the reason we brought you back is for a segment we love to do every time you come in. It is called the Lockie Dip.
It's time for the Lockie Dip.
No, it's going to be shit.
I do not want to hear your feedback about the porta potty.
Did anyone pay zero attention in class? Was a bit of a dick, but your dad's rich.
With Lockie McIntyre.
All right, how it works, guys, we spin a wheel, Lock, of your funny videos from TikTok from recent times. It's going to land on one. We're going to hear a little bit about that video. And then together, Jimmy Nath and Lockie McIntyre, we try and figure out how we can turn that into some radio brilliance. We figure out a question that we can ask you, Australia, that we can bring you into. So far, everything has been fantastic. Australia getting involved.
Last time we did collections, didn't we?
Yeah, Omar who collects scabs.
Yeah.
Scabs?
Yeah.
Yeah, sensational.
Really, someone else's? I wouldn't turn a good one down.
A man who collects scabs. Phenomenal. All right, guys, let's spin the wheel. Let's find out what video we are doing for the Lockie Dip today.
Let's see what the Lockie Dip has for us today.
Hey, man, would you be able to help me with some of my maths homework?
I mean, couldn't you just get your parents' help? Like, can't you ask your mum?
What is it you don't understand?
Stop yelling at me!
I'll yell at you all I want!
I
wish you were never born!
Probably not.
Lock, what was that one?
That was me comparing how it has been in the past, getting homework help from my mother and my father. So after I've just sung Danelle's praises, I've just brought her down there.
So, I mean, yeah, that it is a fun video. Is that what your mum's like? She's very aggressive?
She's not aggressive, but we're the same, as in, like, if we're not on the same page, we both get frustrated very quickly and then it turns personal.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what part of this do you not get? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, this is why you're on your phone too much in the dishwasher. And I'm like, okay.
This is where, I mean, my parents are similar but also very different. My dad is very hands-on. So I remember when I was doing homework, I asked, like, it was always maths. I was always really bad at maths and he would help me. But the thing was, he would come up with, like, these stupid, weird ways to come to the answer. Like, you know how you always had to show your working, there was formulas and all that kind of stuff. He would figure out some, like, back alley, back avenue way to get to the answer. And go, see, it's 12. And I go, well, that you haven't used anything that we've learned. And he goes, mate, just trust me, use that. I'm like, no, mate, we're not going to do that. And then if we were to do, like, a take-home assignment, so, like, I remember as a kid we had to build, like, a first settler's house, right? It was for history. And Dad built me this fully functioning wind turbine, which, because he's a Sparky, fully functioning wind turbine, which, when spinning, powered the internal lights in the first settler's house.
Yeah, my dad didn't do that.
Yeah, mine.
Full marks, baby.
My parents, they left school early, so my parents weren't helpful. Dad was a firefighter, mum was a chef. They were both like, unless it's fires or food, I'm out.
So Jimmy lit 4 fires. Yeah. 3 went out.
Weird, because I didn't. When I was in high school, I didn't get my Bunsen burner license, and I was like, "Dad's a firefighter." I'm like,
"Was he so disappointed in you?"
Yeah,
he was like, "Mate, you know what I handle from day to day."
I've told you, stop, drop, and roll. What didn't you get?
Head down low. Go. All right, guys, what do we reckon? How can we get Australia in here? Because, I mean, I feel like everybody at one point, be they parents or kids, have asked their parents for help with the homework or have received asked.
Well, yeah, I think they're either one or the other. I think they're the, you know, the homework hero, someone who is good, who wants to help, who wants to be a part of it, or it's absolute homework horrors where the parents still want to help, but they're not helping at all. They just make it worse.
All right, let's go with that. 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. Parent homework heroes or parent homework horrors? Were your parents really good? Probably too good with helping out with your homework? Or was there some horrors? A bit like Lockie McIntyre, where there's some horrific parent homework moments. 131060, jump on the phones. Plenty of prizes to give away as well. More of these $100 Step 1 underwear vouchers. $200 athlete's foot vouchers as well if you want to get involved. 131060, parent homework heroes or parent homework horrors?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
It's time for the Lockie Dip.
You know it's going to be shit.
I do not want to hear your feedback about the porta potty.
Did anyone pay zero attention in class? Was a bit of a dick, but your dad's rich.
With Lockie McIntyre.
Yeah, how this works is we spin a wheel of all Lockie's well-known TikTok videos, getting views well into the millions. We then frame a question.
Not lately, though. Come on, TikTok. What are you doing?
Yeah, for us
You're
too.
You're pushing the wrong... Yeah, our videos suck as well, to be honest.
Lockie's trying to make it into millions. We're struggling to make it into the hundreds. So it'd be really...
It's just like, at least let us know how it works.
Yeah.
Tell us the secret ingredients.
What is the secret ingredient, Locke? How do you become famous on the socials?
It's weird because I was given a gift from God, basically.
You're born with it.
Yeah.
You were born funny.
As Lady Gaga said, born this way.
Yeah, you were born this way.
Is your sister funny?
Oh, she's probably listening. No.
Let's go after another Lockie McIntyre family member. The video it landed on, Lock, you can explain it for everybody. It was when your parents give you help with your homework or try to give you help with your homework.
Yeah, a nice little relatable one. It was me giving a little bit of insight into how my mum and dad approach things. Mum was very full on sometimes, especially when we weren't seeing eye to eye and it could get a little bit chippy. And then dad was not helpful.
So the question we've gone with is 131060, parent homework heroes or parent homework horrors? Did it go really right or did it go really wrong? Ellen from Victoria. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Ellen, homework heroes or parent homework horrors? What do you got for us?
Horrors.
Horrors.
My science teacher failed me because he noticed the 5-line that my mum had written.
Okay, yeah.
And then on top of that, the same science teacher who failed me brought icy out of the freezer, gave it to the kids in the class. I said, I'm not eating it. And I told them where it came from after they ate it. They all spewed in the sink. It was from the rats. It's from the rats.
Sorry.
There's a bit in here.
There's a bit. We'll try and figure this out, Alan. So there was ice in the freezer that all the students ate.
Yeah, he gave it to the students.
And did he tell them to eat it?
Yeah, they ate it.
And it was rat water.
Ice from the rats, from the freezer, from the rats, from dissecting them.
Right.
And you, who did this? He did it or you did it?
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah. It's not really homework horrors, but it's quite horrific.
It's bloody weird, though, isn't it?
Any questions there?
This just feels a lot more like a bad teacher feeding kids ice.
Yeah.
But well, I've also got another one. My son wouldn't concentrate doing his homework, so I slap him up the back of the head and he got an A+ for his maths.
Okay, well... I mean...
Okay. Everyone, the TV's not working. Just kind of give it...
I can get it. Sophie.
Sophie, you're laughing, Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Sophie, were you laughing at whatever that was?
A little bit, because I was a bit confused.
Yeah, Sophie, that makes sense.
Glad we weren't the only ones.
Get in line.
Take a number. Sophie, what the hell are we asking? Did you eat rat
homework
ice?
Horrors. Oh, no. Homework horrors, homework heroes. So, what do you got?
Mine was definitely a horror. My mum and I would do my assignments together, and if I were to hand something in that she would help me with and I lost marks for it, it would be on her. It would be her fault. And then most of the time when I got it right, it would cause even more issues.
Oh, so she was helping you out with the homework and getting it wrong a lot, was she?
Yes, because she obviously wasn't in the classes and wasn't learning the way that we were taught to do it.
Yeah, this is what my dad used to do. Find like a back way to, was it like for things like maths, Sophie?
That's exactly what she did. And she made it out like she was the be-all and end-all of everything. She's like, nope, you've been taught wrong.
Blaming the teachers. That's always good.
Yeah.
Was the parent-teacher interviews interesting for you guys? Because you're going in and your parents are just like, well, clearly there's something going wrong because my marks have been dropping all year. Was that ever brought up?
Definitely. When I'd go to the parent-teacher interviews with her, I'd just sit there in silence while my mum said how bad of a student I was.
She's projecting. Yeah. She's projecting.
She dogged me out to my own teachers.
Very good, Soph. Nora from Cumberland Park. Hi, Nora.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good, Nora. Parent homework heroes, parent homework horrors.
Oh, it's a horror, unfortunately. I was in uni at med school and my dad was a doctor. So I would go to him and ask him for help to understand some things. And he would say, oh, no, we didn't learn that in med school. And I would be like, but you're a doctor, Dad. Like, you're supposed to know this stuff. At the time, he was like, oh, they hadn't discovered this yet. And I keep wondering. And he would say, oh, you study that and then you tell me. And I'm like, but Dad.
Update me on the syllabus while you're there. I've got a few patients in the back.
Yeah, we hadn't got penicillin yet, so.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Thursdays are fun. And it was a great show before we went on holidays.
We're a bit looser, the Thursday people.
Rat ice.
If you were listening earlier, if not, get the pod.
Yeah. And look, one of the things that Nathan and I do love is cook stories.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like sometimes, you know, a lot of the times we ask these questions to you, Australia, you know, whether it be, what do we have? We had, homework heroes, homework horrors. Did you accidentally wear your partner's clothes? Whatever it is. And we're looking for those really outlandish, you know, those big stories. And so before we went away, we just asked, which we're doing right now, 131060, what's your most cooked story?
Yeah, it can be anything. Can be related to anything. There are no rules here.
It's a story that you've told again and again for the past 10 years. It's something that happened to you a few days ago. It's something that happened to you months ago. Whatever it is, it's just absolutely cooked. And when you tell people, people go, what?
And it doesn't have had to have happened to you either. You could be telling a cooked story that someone else has told you or about somebody else. We're sharing cooked stories. We love it.
Now, so we asked this question before we went away. And one of the responses was about a man who allegedly had sex with dead bodies.
Yeah, at a morgue.
At a morgue, and then had sex with his partner. His partner got some weird dead people STD.
Mm.
And that video...
Sexually transmitted dead, I think it's called.
It's a new meaning to dead root. That video is being sent to Nathan and I by different people, like your fiance Meg,
her brother who lives in the US is in a group chat with his US mates, and this video ended up in their group chat going, oh, check this out. Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's my brother-in-law. And they're like, no, it's not, idiot. I'm like, just so you said, it's not my brother-in-law who was having sex with the dead people. Like,
he's the guy on the radio.
Yeah.
I have one, a mate from Brizzy sent it to me. He sent a screenshot of a group chat. Yep. And he goes, look, mate, you're in this video.
As in, like, you didn't know you were being recorded.
Yeah. He's like, you did this video.
Oh, my God, they did a secret cam. Yeah.
He's like, you're chatting to some bloke who's, like, apparently potting dead people. Like, it's crazy, bro. You're in it.
Potting dead people.
I was like, no, mate, I know. We want to do the same thing tonight, Australia. 131060, what's your most cooked story? It doesn't have to be sleeping with dead people. It could just be something outlandish that happened that when you tell people, they either A, don't believe it, or it's too good to be true, or it's just what?
Injuries are good ones. There's often some cooked injury stories. But any kind of cooked story, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We've got these movie ticket packs to give away as well. You can go and see any of the new movies out. You want to score one of those? 131060. We need your cooked stories. Take them next. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Just ask 131060, what's your most cooked story? Because we just love cooked stories. We love those outlandish stories that you're like, is it true? Is it not true? It's like, wow, I can't believe this happened. Leaves Nathan and I, you know, unable to speak, which doesn't usually happen.
Scratching our heads, scratching our chins. Mm. A lot of scratching.
We get that checked, mate.
All right, let's go to Warren. Let's go to Mornington. Mornington. Hello, Jeremy.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a cooked story for us.
It's fairly cooked, yes.
Okay. Fairly cooked, okay.
So my wife and I were expecting our first child and decided to do the gender reveal party thing. Thought we'd be excited together. My parents were there, and my parents had never met any of her friends, really.
Yeah.
So we're all standing around, kind of waiting for the moment, cut the cake open. All of a sudden, there's some noises coming from the group off someone's mobile phone, and we didn't quite know what it was, and it started getting a bit louder, and people was kind of suggesting it might have been it sounded like a possum or something. And after a while, it started to become very clear what those noises were. Mm. And they were not possums, they were humans. And my dad just disappeared from the room, and all of a sudden goes outside, walks back in. Everyone knows exactly what's going on at this point. He's somehow managed to essentially pocket dial, but just click the little play button on some previous material that he'd been consuming in front of everyone, and everyone knew what was going on. And he walks back in and tries to say, oh, I've been doing these meditation apps. It's just a deep breathing to help me in situations. And everyone was willing to let it go except for my mum, who's his ex-wife. Says that's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
Everyone breathe in. Oh yeah. Thank you, Jeremy.
Sorry, can we go back to Jeremy quickly?
Yeah, Jezza. Jeremy.
So, Jeremy, what did your dad's playing porn at your gender reveal? What did you say to your old man?
Great summary, by the way.
Thank you.
We didn't really have to say anything. It was in a bit of a no one talk about this. He knew he had been caught out. I think the main questions that started to form afterwards were, why was that the most recent thing? Is only where he was.
Well, maybe because you're thinking about, he was thinking about babies and stuff.
How are they made?
Maybe,
probably Googled it.
And it's like, maybe Jeremy needs another brother.
and the worst bit was my father-in-law had to drop his elderly parents back early, so he'd walked out about 5 minutes before it happened.
Oh.
So he missed it out. So 6 years ago, he's still devastated that he missed it.
Very good, Jeremy.
That's a good story.
Eliza from Willoughby. Hello, Eliza.
Hi.
You got a cooked story for us, Liz?
Yes. Yeah, so me and my brother, a few years ago, we have this farm and there's like a little bit of no man's land at the entrance. So, yeah, a squatter had come along and built a house there like maybe 20 years ago. And it was a really like kind of creepy old house, very run down. It was like a shack.
Yeah.
And then one day he died in hospital. And then me and my brother decided to go and explore the house. And it was probably the creepiest thing I've ever done. Like, everything was just like he'd left it that morning. Like, the bed was all unmade. There was cordial on the table. Like, there was just all this. It was just really creepy. And after we'd explored it, the week after, it just burned down. Like, just mysteriously. And it's always been, like, the creepiest thing.
It just burnt. What was burnt down?
It burnt down. It's like, oh, my God. Like, we were walking through it and it just felt haunted, kind of.
Was there anything, like, weird in there? Like...
Yeah, cordial. Ooh.
No, because it was just like, it's such like a...
Fruit card.
Wasn't cotties, was it?
No, but like it was, like every, it just, it felt like it was a shack from like the 1800s. Like it was really scary.
Wasn't Pim's.
It was really scary. And like in the back, the bathroom was just like a dirt floor with a really old rusty bathtub and a hose going into the bathtub.
And inside like the bathtub was some Schweppes cordial.
No, I promise it was really scary.
No, I believe you. I think
everything would have been scary, but you just led with that cordial. We walked in there and
there was cordial.
Cotties, kids.
That is
good on your lies. We love your work. That is creepy. Good on your lies. Okay. Jacko from Warrumbah. Hi, Jacko.
Hey, you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a cooked story for us.
Oh, I surely do. I have the most cooked story you'll ever hear all your life.
Oh, that's a bloody after, Jacko.
That's a big call, Jacko. We love
you
this.
You can't beat the cordial, though, can it? Go ahead.
So anyway, a month ago, I nearly died. So today is a month from my death date.
Okay.
What the police tried to call. 3:39 in the afternoon. I didn't die. Obviously, I'm still talking to you.
You didn't live in an old house. Yeah,
no, but what actually gets you about the old house, I live on 500 acres. So I live out of town. I live on property. I farm cattle, yep. I race bikes. So I do my normal thing. Anyway, one day comes about that there's a 6-foot brown snake in my house. And I come inside and I shut the door and I put the aircon on and I start making my lunch and I'm doing my thing. And all of a sudden I turn around and there's this big brown snake looking at me. And I thought, well, shit, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
The next thing was I jumped through the front door. But mind you, it was a double panel glass door.
Right.
So I jumped through the one glass door. That was no worries. My head went through, no worries. The glass shattered. All good. My hand, besides you, went through the next glass door. It cut all of my arteries, tendons, ligaments, nerves, everything out of my arm, out of my right arm. 3.5 liters of blood lost in 60 seconds. My missus was holding my arm on the ground, like trying to not let me die. And yeah, a month later, I'm still living. And today I rode my race bike and done my thing. You know, like I'm finally getting back to what I need to be. So
I mean, that's we love how good's living, first of all. We love that. So, I mean, so Jacko, did your partner call the AMBO or like what happened?
My partner is not an AMBO. She was not anything at all. She is a uni grad student. And she's learning to be a nurse, an RN, a registered nurse, and she saved my life. She literally just sprung into action out of nowhere, and I collapsed on the ground. I had no life left in me. It felt like I was literally on a soft, comfortable bed, being lifted into the clouds, like just so slowly. It just felt, and all the clouds were pink. The sky was pink. It was just, it was an unreal feeling. And
wow.
And if it wasn't for her, I really wouldn't be here, guys.
What, wow. Jacko, did the snake bite you?
No, it didn't bite me. I got away from it. See, I have a major fear for snakes and spiders. And
how do you feel about glass panels?
Yeah, and now glass panels. Exactly.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Well, I want to ask now on 131060 Australia, where did you get caught napping? Yeah, where'd you have a little kip, little snooze?
Little sleepy sleep.
It could be somewhere that you intended to, like you went to the library.
Oh, don't call and say, my bed.
No. But I mean, like, yeah. You went to the library and you went, I think I found a good place.
I'll tell you what, sleeping in the library, one of my favourite things to do.
At uni, I didn't learn anything. I just learned where to have a good nap.
You're supposed to learn at uni.
Oh, I was hungover, mate. I was hungover or sleeping. Let me drink.
I got a good REM, though, didn't I?
Look, this is after a bloke over in America. He was floating along the river.
Like in a boat?
No, just one out. Just floating.
Oh, like on his back?
On his back. You know, when you're in a pool or in the ocean or whatever.
What river? What, somewhere? Where was he?
Oh, man. Oklahoma. Do you know the rivers well?
Yeah, the Oklahoma River. One of the great floating rivers.
Where was he?
Mate, if you go to Oklahoma, you got to have a float in the river.
You're big on your American river systems.
And rivers
you can... your top three.
Oh, mate. Oklahoma River.
Yep.
The Texan River and the New York River.
Oh, the Hudson in New York?
No, mate, it's called the New York River. Grow up. Sorry.
So this bloke's floating near the river, face up, arms out, legs out. You know how floating works.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some people go out in a little paddle board. They go out to check him because some people have called the police. They go,
fair enough. If you see a motionless body.
Yeah, there's a dead... Well, people are just calling up going, there's a dead body in the river.
Mm.
So then again, they send some people out in a little raft and to collect the dead body.
Yeah.
And as they go up to him and nudge him with the paddle, he goes,
Whoa, man. Knock first. You're on the river, bro.
It's like, I was having a snooze. I was having a little kip.
Just have a little sleep. Actually, to be fair, it is very relaxing if you can just float in water for a little bit. I like doing it in like a bathtub.
I don't think I could fall asleep though. Wouldn't you worry you'd sink?
Well, sink, yeah. I feel
some
like
people are better. Are you a good floater? I'm not a good floater.
I'm a good floater if I
float. Boat. I'm a good floater if I have floaties.
Yeah.
If I'm
in a bit of boat.
Sing on a raft.
No, I feel like I float for a little bit, and then you just sink.
Yeah, I think some people are better at it.
Do you have a life jacket on or something?
Did he?
Yeah,
just
one ounce by himself.
One ounce, completely nude.
That's impressive.
No, it wasn't
real nude. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good.
And sleeping,
and to be asleep,
and
on the Oklahoma River.
The best bit was he'd done it plenty of times. That's why he didn't understand what the commotion was about.
He's like, "What's going on?"
Like, nothing better. Jumping in the river.
Just having a river rest.
Have a rest. Get a bit of sun. Wake up. And then I'll run home.
Well, we'll swim first. And I'm assuming you've got to get to the bank.
Yeah, we swim to the bank.
Yeah, the Oklahoma River.
But what I want to ask, 131060 Australia, where'd you get caught having a nap?
Yeah, I love this. You could be sleeping anywhere. Sometimes I reckon, I love it when people fall asleep in like really serious things, you know, like weddings or funerals. Because sometimes, you know.
They can go on.
They go on a bit.
They do go on.
Another passage.
One of my favorite
things
is
another reading.
You walk past someone in a car park and they're having a nap in the car.
I've done that many times. Yeah. Remember that time I got locked out of my house after a big night? I had my car keys. I slept
in a sleeping car.
131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. Where did you get caught napping? Could be absolutely anywhere. You give us a buzz as well. We've got more of these. $100 step one underwear vouchers to give away. Jump on the phones. 131060. Where did you get caught napping? You got Jimmy and Nate?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
I've just asked 131060, where'd you get caught napping? This is after a
bloke in and he's getting that time, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little sleepy sleep.
After a bloke in the US, which Nate aggressively asked, where did this happen?
Oklahoma River, mate.
If you're joining us, I said a bloke in the US fell asleep in a river. And that's because what river?
What river was it?
He fell asleep in a river and he was floating. He did it on purpose. Apparently, he's done it before. People called the police and said there's a dead body in the river.
I love it's a regular thing.
People went out in a canoe to retrieve the dead body and then they like jabbed him in the guts with the paddle. And he goes,
Why are you doing that to a dead body anyway?
Just make sure. Yeah, you don't want to come alive in the canoe. It's just like a zombie.
Alex, this isn't Last of Us. Alex from Melbourne, where'd you get caught napping, Alex?
Had a bit of big night and then got invited on stage assembly. And there's about five of us on stage and fell asleep.
At school?
At school, yeah. Year 10, we're on stage getting interviewed. I can't remember what for. And four of us were up there. And then I fell asleep on the table.
So, were you sitting with the table in front of you?
Yes. So there was four of us were getting interviewed for, I think it was about an excursion or something. And the whole school was there. And I dozed off.
Were you snoring or anything, Alex?
Not that I remember, but I definitely got a good talking to you by the principal, and he had to answer a few questions. And I told him we had a footy trip the day before, and it was quite Mad Monday got the best of me.
In Year 10.
Obviously, yeah, you were drinking cordials. Yeah, lemon, lime, and bitters, obviously.
All of the above.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought, good. Alex, of course.
Don't want to get us in trouble, Alex.
No, of course. He could have just said Year 12.
He could have lied, Alex. It was right there.
Bruce from Toowoomba. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Where'd you get caught napping?
I used to work in a dairy, and we used to make cheese, and we'd start at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we'd sneak off for an early lunch and just curl up in the lunchroom, put our heads down, and try and just squeeze in a little bit of a sleep, but sometimes it turned into a big one.
How long is a big one, Bruce?
Well, lunch is supposed to be half an hour, and I remember being out there for 2.5 hours one night.
Just
was it,
out cold.
Was it with you by yourself, Bruce, or there's other people with you?
No, there was other people with me, and the other guy reckons he was bored, so he wasn't going to wake me up, so at least he had something to do.
Great. Mary from Newcastle. Hi, Mary.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, Mary. You going all right?
Yeah, fine.
Very good, Mary. Wrap things up for us. Where did you get caught napping?
I was a prison officer at Long Bay Jail, and I was really tired, and I went and sat on the toilet, shut the door and fell asleep and slept for 5 hours and got woken up and got nearly sacked.
5 hours, prison guard fell asleep at Long Bay.
Yes.
Did you, Mary, did you go in there like to do this, like you had a plan to sleep for 5 hours?
They're not supposed to come in and catch you if you're on the toilet, but after 5 hours, they thought something major had happened.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
Well, so you didn't get fired?
No. I talked my way out of it by saying I had a vomiting and diarrhea wog. As they're waking me up going, oh, no, I was sick, sick, sick.
Mary, what were you supposed to be doing? Like, it wasn't, was it yard
making
time?
Sure that, yes, making sure crims weren't escaping.
Okay. And did you do this again, Mary?
I did this on a regular basis every night shift.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Quitting time! That's it, guys.
Yeah, it's unfortunately all good things must come to an end. But as Nate said, we're back Saturday, Sunday morning. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
We are. And look, the way we finish each and every show is with a show rating. A rating out of 10 from people who've listened to the show. Doesn't matter how much of the show they have heard. Sometimes we like to bring people back. Speaking of people who have been brought back, this guy we had on earlier has been brought back from the dead. Please welcome back to rate the show, Jacko from Warrumbah. Hello, Jacko.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Oh, mate, you were so good earlier in the show when you told us how you died and then came back to life, saved by your partner. Phenomenal. I mean, keep your eyes on our Instagram or get the podcast, guys.
Right, and get on the TikTok. Yeah. That'll be up on the TikTok, Jacko. Jimmy and Nath, people will go froth over that.
You can hear Jacko's story. I mean, Jacko, how much of the show have you heard tonight?
Every bit of it, mate. I listen to it every day. I can't get enough of it, honestly.
Oh, good on you, Jacko. Have you got a score for us out of 10, a rating?
Well, honestly, if I can give you a score, it's probably maybe a 3 or a 4 out of 10.
What was that, Jacko?
I don't know. I just think you guys could do a little bit better, you know? Like, you're good blokes, but geez, man. I nearly died for you guys.
Yeah,
you
nearly died for us, yeah.
So a bit shit-ass from us tonight, Jacko.
Yeah. 100% agreed with that.
Well, I mean, we can't always get it right, Jacko, so I appreciate your honesty.
No, that's fair enough. Anywhere we could improve, Jacko?
Probably on the music side and the more funny shit.
Funny ass Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.